This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We've been going for 2 weeks now, studying Jesus' prophecies that he gave concerning the last days, the days you and I are living in, and also some prophecies that were coming up in Israel's future. Now, we looked at the questions that the disciples asked him in Matthew 24. Lord, when will these things be? He had just prophesied the destruction of the temple. And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Two questions. And in the first question, the first chapter, Matthew 24, the Lord deals with the second question, where the disciples seem to identify the coming of the Lord with the end of the age. Matthew 24 is going to talk about tribulation time. It's going to talk about when the Antichrist surrounds the temple. In Luke 21, we have the taking of Jerusalem by the Romans. And we've already looked at his prophecy of the Romans coming. And the Romans came, and this was fulfilled. He prophesied in 30 AD. Titus, or Titus the Roman, came. And the temple was destroyed, and we're going to pick it up with verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And that happened. They led the Jews away. And Jerusalem, Jesus prophesied, shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now here is David Barron's writing on What Are the Times of the Gentiles, page 111 of his great book, Israel and the Plan of God. I quote, "Idolatry was the climax of the first stage of the progressive apostasy of Israel, which brought about the Babylonian captivity, with which commences the times of the Gentiles, which only close with the end of this age, when the kingdom shall once again be restored to Israel." And so we're going back now to the book of Daniel, because the book of Daniel is going to be very important to us right now. We'll skip here from verse 24. And we went through these intervening verses yesterday. But we're going to skip in Luke 21 from verse 24, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Verse 29, "And he spoke to them a parable to his disciples. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand." Now they have asked him, when are you going to set up your earthly kingdom? So he tells them, for the signs of this, watch the fig tree and all the trees. The fig tree in this passage, not in Mark 11, but in this passage in Luke 21, watch the fig tree. That's the nation of Israel. Joel 1:7 tells us that other nations came in from other places and by prophetic word barked God's fig tree. They took all the bark off of it. He said, you watch the fig tree. That's the nation of Israel and all the trees. The other trees Jesus told us to watch for signs of his kingdom being reinstated here on the earth are the nations of prophecy. The fig tree's a nation. These other trees are nations. They are nations that are in the Old Testament where the prophets tell us what would be happening about to them in the end times. Some of those nations are Russia, Iran, Syria, Jordan, Europe, Egypt, of course, the fig tree, Israel. Now, verse 30, when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves, summer is nigh at hand. What does this mean, shoot forth? When they shoot forth, when they bud, when they shoot forth, when Israel shoots forth after it's been barked and the buds begin to come out on it, and when the last days things begin to happen, and shoot out. Actually, the whole Middle East went to sleep during the time when the Jews weren't there for 2,000 years. They were restored after World War I. The nations of Iraq and Iran and the Middle Eastern nations came to be again. They started budding. Now Jesus said, when they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves. He doesn't want you with your head in the sand like an ostrich. He wants you watching. People say, I never watch the news. I watch the news. I watch the news with the Bible in one hand. I watch the news because I go to Israel and sit in the fig tree. I know that Jesus is coming and that earthly kingdom's about to be set up that he's talking about. Verse 30, that they had asked him about. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. What is summer? All right, let's go back to Daniel 2:35. We read yesterday, and if you didn't hear it, you need to hear this. Daniel was, it's the times of the Gentiles. It began with the Babylonian captivity. King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Daniel interpreted the dream. Here's Daniel's interpretation. Verse 31 of chapter 2, Daniel. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. Verse 32. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron, part of clay. Now we know, and we've already looked at the interpretation of this, the head was Babylon. The silver two arms were the Medo-Persian Empire that overthrew Babylon. Greece and Alexander the Great is the belly of brass. Actually, the King James says brass, but the Hebrew says copper. The legs are the iron, vicious iron kingdom of Rome. And then out from that old Roman Empire with the two legs of iron, there grows a last day government in the same place of the Roman Empire. This one has many heads, 10 toes, part iron, part clay, part weak, part strong. They don't get along really that well. But this is the European Union. The European Union is the platform off which the Antichrist will operate. And we have a whole series of tapes on these that you could order. Now, you saw, here's a time verse, verse 34, Daniel 2:34. You saw until a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were part of iron and part of clay, and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. Jesus said in Luke 21, you watch these nations. When you watch that European Union, you see them coming on strong there. You see those other nations of prophecy? Know that summer's about here. Summer is the time in Israel when the harvest comes in. And they take that harvest in old times. I've seen them do it in Russia in KGB days. And they would put it on this great round thing they'd hold in their hands. They'd put it on there. It was a kind of like a mesh deal. They'd throw that up in the air. The chaff would blow away, and the good wheat would fall back down. And so that's summertime. That is when you get the harvest in, you judge it. There's judgment in the time of harvest. There's wheat and chaff. And so he said, when you watch this, now, verse 35, you watch these nations coming into being and into their shooting into their prophetic places. Israel shot into its prophetic place. They came home. They became a nation, 1948. They got back Jerusalem, 1967. When you see the European Union coming online, a big government growing up there where Rome was, and you see them budding, then you know that summer is nigh at hand. Judgment of the nation times, primarily. Judgment of the nations. I think the judgment side of harvest is a good set of tapes you might like to get. Now it says here in verse 35 of Daniel 2, they were broken to pieces by this stone that hit them. That's God's own stone, cut out without hands. And they became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. That is the kingdom of God upon the earth. And that's what the apostles ask him, the disciples ask him. When will you establish the kingdom here upon the earth? So this is the answer. So likewise ye, verse 31, Jesus said, we're back now to Luke 21. Luke 21, 31. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. He's talking about the setting up of the earthly kingdom. That's what they ask him. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. The generation that sees the fig tree bud, the generation that sees all these nations come into their Bible, a prophesied place, will not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Folks, that's my generation. I was alive on this earth when Israel was reborn in 1948. I saw them become a nation in 1967. I've watched these things close at hand, the Soviet Union. It's powerful. Then it comes back hardline. I've seen it. Now, verse 34, he gives instructions. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with partying and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that this day comes upon you unawares. He's giving a warning. Folks, take Jesus' warning. Just like that woman should have taken it and stayed out of town with her baby. Back in the days when we talked about yesterday. He said, for as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch you therefore and pray always. Live a life before God. Be watching the signs of the time. Be praying about things. We pray here every Sunday afternoon at Prayer Mountain. We watch the signs of the time. We pray about them. And pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That's the rapture of the church, I believe. That if you're ready when he comes 7 years before he comes in a cloud with power and great glory, he's going to come in the air and the church will be taken up to him. And it is a great escape. People say, oh, the rapture is a great escape. Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. I'm glad of it. And you pray that you'll be accounted, that you will be able to escape all these things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. You can escape them. You can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. The whole body of Christ, the true body, is going to undergo some great glory. We've taught about it on here. And those who are in the body, he comes for his body. He's the head, and we're the body. He receives that body up unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. In those 7 years, we'll be there with him at the marriage supper. And the earth will be undergoing, the nations of the earth will be undergoing their judgment. And at the end of it, they will be judged to be sheep nations or goat nations and go into the millennial age. That's in Matthew chapter 25. Bless the Lord. But we are offering all these things to you. You can get Matthew 24 on CD for $5. You can get Luke 21. That's what we did this week. Last week on radio, we did Matthew 24. This week, Luke 21. Each of those weeks is on a separate CD. And it will be sent to you for $5. Now, we are also offering The Mountains of Israel, a book you need to tell you about the West Bank. They're talking about it again. What does God say about it? That book is $10. You can get these things by calling us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I trust you can be with us at our prayer conference. We'll be talking to you more about this in the weeks to come. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful weekend and worship day of the Lord. Shalom, shalom.